It's being called Great Friday in Syria today. Tens of thousands expected to march in protest against Bashar Assad's government.
I think we're going to see protests in more than 40 different cities across the country like we did on last Friday. The big question in everybody's minds is what will we see here in the capital? Last Friday, people tried to march into the capital. They were turned back by tear gas. What seems to be happening now, late on Thursday evening, is really a jockeying for real estate.
That's Cal Perry reporting for Al Jazeera. Demonstrators converge on Damascus, capturing territory and trying to hold it. The occupying force in Syria is its citizens. Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Good Friday, April 22nd. It is also Earth Day. John Hockenberry is on assignment. He will be back on Monday. Let's get a look at our headlines this morning. Senator John McCain is in Benghazi this morning. That is the headquarters of the Libyan rebels.
We're meeting with a council. We're meeting with the military. We're meeting with lots of people.
McCain is the top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee and the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Libya since the civil war began. While in Benghazi, he called the rebels his heroes. And that visit comes just a day after President Obama approved the use of Predator drones in Libya. General James Cartwright says the drones, which are armed with Hellfire missiles, will focus on getting Gaddafi's forces out of the city of Misrata.
It's very difficult to pick friend from foe. So a vehicle like the Predator that can get down lower and can get IDs better helps us.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the use of drones does not mean the U.S. is back to a lead combat role.
Obviously, it's an evolving situation, but we saw an opportunity here and recommended it to the president, and he took it.
Drone missions yesterday were canceled because of poor weather. They're expected to fly missions over Misrata today. We're going to talk more about this later in the show. U.S. Predator drones fired 10 missiles at a house in Pakistan's tribal region this morning. Officials say the house was a Taliban hideout, but there are reports of civilian casualties. As we said, protesters in Syria are calling this Great Friday. The largest protests to date against the current regime are expected to begin after Friday prayers. Rallies are expected in more than 40 cities, and there are reports that Syrian army soldiers have been deployed in the capital of Damascus. Republican Senator John Ensign of Nevada says he will hand in his resignation today. He's been the target of an ethics investigation after having an affair with a former staffer and helping the husband of that staffer get a lobbying job. Ensign's resignation will be effective May 3rd. And what's with the $4 a gallon gasoline prices, $5 a gallon in some places? Well, President Obama says the Justice Department needs to check it out.
The Attorney General is putting together a team whose job it is to root out any cases of fraud or manipulation in the oil markets that might affect gas prices. And that includes the role of traders and speculators.
And on this Good Friday, Pope Benedict will become the first pontiff ever to take questions from the public for a television show. The event is pre-recorded, and Vatican officials have selected questions that are strictly about Jesus. But we want to know if you could ask the Pope anything, doesn't matter what your faith is, or lack of faith, what would you ask the Pope if you had the opportunity? Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. Asian and European markets are mixed at the moment. U.S. markets are closed for Good Friday. Coming up this morning, your boss can tell you what to do in the office, right? Your boss can tell you what to do at the ballot. We're going to talk about Citizens United, how corporations can now compel their employees to vote in the company's interests. And get this conversation started. Have you seen evidence of political advocacy at work? A listener from Warren, Michigan, texts to us, my mother is a teacher and is encouraged to vote for candidates that support education. No big deal. One assumes that's from the union. But we're talking about your actual employer encouraging political views. What's your take? Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. And we're going to head off to the movies. Many films in 3D now, and we're going to talk about the economics of 3D. First, though, protests in the Middle East, and especially in Syria. We're expecting the largest ever demonstrations today.